Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. With me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you, Russell?
G'day, Neil. Nice to see all the rain about recently.
Yes, certainly has been. Now, we've talked about interest rates for a while. They seem to be continuing to trend slowly downwards. It's great news for borrowers, of course, but very bad news for investors. Retirees needing income must be wondering what they can do.
Yes, Neil. Interest on bank accounts and fixed deposits is disappearing fast. Term deposit rates are approaching zero. The major banks are offering around 0.25% on a 12-month term deposit and about 0.45% for 3 years. If you're prepared to tie your money up for 5 years, you can get even more, a little over 0.5% per annum.
Okay, now I doubt there'd be too many people that would want to tie their money up for 5 years at 0.5% per annum. And there is talk that interest rates could go even lower yet. Are negative interest rates possible in this country?
I think negative interest rates are very unlikely in Australia, but they have occurred in some other countries a year or two back, as we know. I haven't heard much talk about them recently. The current interest rates aren't the bank's fault, we should say. It isn't a conspiracy between all the banks to take advantage of depositors. It's due to the huge amount of cash in circulation. Governments here and overseas are spending up big to support their people and economies in response to COVID.
Okay, now the Reserve Bank has its official interest rate at around 0.25% per annum, hasn't it?
Yes, the RBA cash rate is 0.25%. It has also put extra cash into circulation to drive down interest rates and make borrowing cheap to stimulate spending and business activity. It's trying to cushion the severity of the recession caused by COVID and help the recovery.
All right, so if you're a retiree and the bank is paying you 0.5%, I'm guessing you're going to need quite a lot of money to be able to live off the interest.
Yes, a great deal, Neil. You'd probably need about $10 million in the bank to get enough money to live
on. Right.
But there's another problem too, and that's called inflation. Even if the investor didn't spend the interest and reinvested it, it isn't going to be enough to keep up with inflation. The interest rate is less than inflation. The purchasing power of the money is being eroded. For the year to June 30, inflation did fall to -0.3% due to COVID, but that's abnormal. It's bound to turn positive again pretty soon. Over the last few years, inflation's been 1.5% to 2% per annum, much higher than interest rates. Also, if the investor is a taxpayer, they lose some of the interest earned in tax as well.
So, Russell, what is the solution then? Retirees need income to live on. Cautious investors need some sort of return.
Yes, well, there are alternatives to bank deposits, though none are guaranteed by the government, as bank deposits are. Many funds that invest in commercial property still pay healthy incomes. For example, Stockland and General Property Trust, they're paying about 5 to 6% per annum. And Cromwell pays 8%.
Now, a lot of older people have owned bank shares for decades and they've paid reliable dividends in the past, but recently some of them cancel their dividends and others prune them quite severely.
Yes, bank dividends now appear somewhat unreliable, but some other companies pay healthy and dependable incomes. For example, Wesfarmers pays over 4% dividend, Harvey Norman nearly 5%, Telstra is over 5%. The big miners BHP and Rio Tinto are very profitable. They're paying 5 to 6% dividends.
Now, if you are a conservative investor, it's quite a major move to switch from simple bank deposits to picking individual shares to try and earn an income. You're going from certainty to unpredictability and uncertainty.
You are. You need a good spread, but it can work well. Another way to generate reliable cash flow is by capital drawdown, as retirement pension plans do. They reinvest all distributions and pay out a fixed monthly drawdown amount of, say, 4 or 5% per annum, and they invest partly in growth areas such as property and shares here and overseas to earn higher returns. For example, balanced funds that invest partly in growth areas and partly defensive have earned around 7% per annum for the last 10 years. At present, prices of shares and funds are down a bit too, so it's a good time to use cash to buy into those sorts of investments.
Okay, thank you, Russell.
Thanks, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.